We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey friends, have you heard about ConnectingVets.com? This is an awesome website. It's got great people working for it. In fact, as you might have guessed from the title, ConnectingVets.com, they're working to connect vets every day. Now, they happens to be us. Okay, you caught me. You got me on it. Each and every member of our team is a veteran of the military community or very closely related. How closely related? How about military spouses? Yeah, we got those. And as I said, veterans. Jake, 13 years in the Army. Me, 13 years in the Navy. Put us together like Voltron, and we are a 26-year E-12, which basically puts us in charge of everything as far as I'm concerned. So go and check out ConnectingVets.com. It's got entertaining stories. It's got newsworthy stuff. And it's got info on great benefits. Like Code of Support that we just talked to is going to be a story coming up on them shortly. Great companies like, Bottle Breacher. Yeah, there's stories on them on there. And I need to point out our friend and a fellow Marine along with Eric, Mr. Shane Crutchton, fights tomorrow night at Bellator 192, and the main card kicks off at 9 p.m. If you haven't read about him, go to our site. We have about three stories up on him now. First, he was awarded a Harley Davidson from Harley Davidson for being one who gives back to the veteran community. I wrote that article, and a friend of mine who works in the MMA industry said, hey, that's Shane Crutchton, professional MMA fighter. It turns out Shane is a Purple Heart recipient, I believe injured twice, lost 19 of his brothers in arms from 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines in Iraq. Now fights with their 19 names tattooed on his back. And here's the most interesting thing, I think, when I tell people this, like I told Don Shipley last weekend, when he got out of the military and tried to kill himself using drugs and alcohol, he ballooned up to about 250 pounds. Eric, guess what weight class Shane Crutchton fights in right now? Remember, ballooned up to 250 after he got out of the Marine Corps.
Well, I'm going to butcher this and I feel bad because to my left is a fighter, but I'm going to say welterweight.
Oh, no, much smaller than that. He's a featherweight, 145-pounder, fights at 145-pound. And the man that you may have heard saying what in the background is our next guest that we're going to welcome to the show right now. He is Mr. H.W. Floyd. H.W. Floyd, who was floored by the fact that Shane Crutchton fights at 145, chairman of the Board of Governors for the Academy of United States Veterans. H.W., thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And also joining us on the phone, former and current guest of the show, friend of the show, and former visitor to our studios here, Mr. Eli Crane, SEAL veteran and founder of Bottle Breachers. Eli, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic, and we are going to talk about the Vetties. But before we do that, let's talk about H.W. Floyd and who exactly H.W. Floyd is. So, as I understand it, you have some pretty strong ties to the military community yourself. So tell us a little bit about where you're from, when you joined, when you served, and what you did.
I do have strong ties. My family has a deep history of service that goes all the way back to the Civil War. My entire life, I had a DOD ID card up until I recently got out of the Marine Corps. I went in to the Marine Corps directly out of high school, joined the infantry, did three deployments with 2nd Battalion, 8th Marines. And then I went to Parris Island, South Carolina to be a PMI on the rifle range. Then I came up to here to Quantico, where I was at the Marine Corps Information Operations Center as an information operations planner and also a martial art instructor trainer at the Martial Arts Center.
Wow. So we're talking about, you know, the competition in the military and martial arts has become a big deal. So it's fitting that we were talking about Shane Crutchton. We can talk about people like Tim Kennedy, former UFC fighter.
We know Tim.
Tim's a great guy and has joined us on the show. And of course, your fellow Marine, perhaps the best known of all of them, Brian Stan, Naval Academy graduate.
I knew Brian Stan very well. Tim actually gave me a concussion because Colton Smith is also one of my best friends. And when he was getting ready to fight on the show, The Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
I went out there, and as soon as I landed, went to the gym because he was training, and Tim was getting ready to fight, and he's like, hey, I need a partner, and he kicked me in the face without headgear and gave me a concussion.
Well, that's just the kind of guy, nice guy that he is, right?
And that was my first time meeting him.
There was your Army Marine Corps, I would imagine, not intentional that he gave you the concussion. But hey, things happen when you're rolling and when you're training. And mixed martial arts, of course, is growing in importance in the military community, as are veteran organizations and as are veteran companies. There's so many great things going on out there. We can look at our friend Eli Crane, who's of course on the phone, as I mentioned, and Bottle Breacher and what he's been able to do with that, and of course giving himself also a public way to go about putting his opinions out there, as we've seen him all over the news recently. I think I saw you on Fox News just the other day, isn't that right, Eli?
Yeah, we got a good chance to get on Fox News the other morning and talk about Chelsea Manning running for Senate. So that was a great opportunity.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. And Private Manning lives very close to our studios here. We've extended the invite. No answer yet, but we'll see what happens and if we might be able to have a discussion on that supposed run for the Senate taking place in the state of Maryland. But what HW and Eli are here to talk to us about is something that both of them are involved in that's taking place, and that is the Vetties. Now, HW, a lot of people know a lot of things about the Vetties, and a lot of people are looking forward to it, but there are going to be those people out there who aren't quite sure what the Vetties are. So give us a brief rundown of what the Vetties are and where they come from.
So the Vetties is, this is the third annual Veteran Awards, and basically what the Vetties is, it's the Oscars for veterans. We are trying to, bring celebrities into the community and raise awareness about all the great things that veterans are doing in our community. And this is the platform to recognize and award those individuals.
And what kind of things are we looking at awarding and recognizing? I mean, is it just best looking veteran, in which case it's me and Eric Mitchell in the runoff there? I mean, Eli might be a distant second, third place.
No, his hair game's better than ours, though. Eli beats all of us with
it. Better
than
mine? Beard, too.
Come
he
on,
does.
Man.
He's got that beard.
Look at this beard and this. Hey, you guys are sitting right there and talking about me as though I'm not here in all my glory. Whatever it goes on with that. But what sort of categories are we looking at the Vetties? I mean, you say it's like the Oscars, but I imagine there's no best actor award going out there.
No, so this year we have the Mental Health Award, Education, Community, Leadership, Employment. We have the Veterans Choice Award, and then we're also going to be awarding two honorary Vetties this Saturday.
And you have so many great people taking part in this, one of which is Mr. Eli Crane, as I understand. He's actually one of the presenters. So, Eli, how did you come to be a presenter at the Vetties, and how do you feel about being able to get up there and recognize some of your fellow vets there?
Well, I'm excited every time I get to put on a tuxedo because I look so damn good in them. But I'm actually able to come because your buddy there, Eric Mitchell, sent me an invite. So I'm pretty honored to be there. Anytime we get the opportunity to be an advocate for veterans, support other veterans, and shine a light on those that are doing a great job representing our community, it's always a great thing for us and for Bottle Breacher.
It absolutely is, and it's going to be a fantastic event, it looks like. I mean, your host is, okay, there are going to be some people out there who hear this name and they go like, that guy. But he actually has done quite a few things for the veteran community that people don't know about, and that is Jake Tapper, who is the chief Washington correspondent and anchor of CNN. You know, I think this is really a good opportunity to show that despite the media climate in today's day and age, that there are people who some people may have preconceived notions of before they hear about what they're doing, that there's a lot more to someone like Jake Tapper than they might think, right?
Oh, no, 100%. And when he was selected as the host, I am a conservative. I'm a Republican. And I was really glad to hear that he was going to be hosting, because the theme of this award is unity. And this is a community that just, you're not going to politicize it. And Asal and I were talking along with some other members of the Board of Governors, and we really feel like our community is the key to really solving a lot of the challenges that our country's facing today. And if anyone can bridge that gap and bring about more unity and civility and understanding, it's definitely our community.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those ways that people can. You know what I've found about veterans is that despite our varied viewpoints, the fact that we tend to have a more tempered Not all of us. Let's be very clear about that. But many of us tend to have a more tempered, even-keeled approach to presenting what those views are. I think in part because so many people, like, you know, let's look at the Marine Corps for a perfect example, see what happens when people don't go at things in a very even-keeled manner. That's when things hit the fan and the Marine Corps needs to do what the Marine Corps does, or the SEALs in Eli's case need to do what they do. So it's very important to do that. And it's also important to note that as you talk about celebrities, looking at the honored guests and presenters of the 3rd Annual Veterans Awards, Navy veteran Montel Williams, who has been on ConnectingVets.com.
Navy and Marine.
I know. He went both sides.
He was a Marine, too?
He was in the Marine Corps
before,
first.
Before? Oh, so then he must have, like, I was going to make some horrible joke right now, but there's two Marines, including a Marine Corps combatives instructor in front of me. So I'm going to hold back on making some awful joke about, oh, he learned how to read, and then they let him into the Navy.
There's like, not a camera in here, so everybody can see Eric's look that he just got from HW, and I, like, please tell me where you're going with this Marine Corps joke. We're waiting.
So he is, you know, he's... He served in the Marine Corps and then was the first black Marine selected to the Naval Academy Prep School. A lot of people don't know that. They think of him as the guy from the Montel Williams show, or more recently from, the payday loan thing and all the other stuff that he does right now. But certainly a very interesting guy. Also one of the earliest advocates for medical marijuana, which is something that has grown in speed over there. And then another one that I see on there who is actually one of my favorites because he's in an amazing television program that actually focuses on what the future of the Marines may be, called The Expanse. It's a sci-fi show set in space. Her name is Shora Ogdeschlu. She's an amazing actress who has one of the greatest voices of all time. So if she's actually speaking there, that's the kind of thing that you need to be present for.
And she was also nominated for an Oscar.
That's true. Wasn't she the House of Sand and Fog? Wasn't she nominated for Best Supporting Actress, I think it was? Yeah, she is a fantastic actress who's done fantastic things. So seeing the two of them, Anne Heche is on there as well. Mike Vogel from NBC's The Brave. Nate Boyer, for those people who don't know him, former Seahawks long snapper and Green Beret. This is really a very incredible list. And then there's a picture of, I don't know, some unfortunate-looking fellow with a T-shirt that says Bottle Breach. Oh, Eli Crane, U.S.
But the hair,
Navy
but the hair. Look at the photo with the hair. The hair game is on point.
It is beautiful
look
hair.
Look at the hair, guys.
There it is. There it is. Eli, of course, is going to be there. Mark Rockefeller, Colton Smith, as you mentioned, winner of The Ultimate Fighter, still serving on active duty in the United States Army. Fascinating characters. Travis McVeigh, founder of Heroes Vodka. Matt James, U.S. Army Purple Heart and Bronze Star Medal recipient. Really an incredible list of people that you got to go to this. HW, how do you get that kind of list? How do you pull in, like, I mean, Shora Ogdeschlu, in my mind, that's an A-list celebrity right there that you've pulled in.
Well, those are just the ones that we announced. What I'm actually really excited for is people seeing who's going to be in the room that we haven't announced.
Oh, wow.
So, I can't say who for obvious reasons, but for me, that's what I'm most excited to see is fellow veterans' reactions to being in this orbiting, you know, these individuals and being able to connect and speak with them, having that opportunity. But to answer your question, our community is the veteran community is very small. Everyone seems to know someone. We're always a few degrees away. And so it wasn't as heavy as a lift as one would think. It was really just, you know, a couple phone calls, a couple emails. And then the next thing we knew, we had this amazing ensemble of individuals in our community who were ready, willing, and able to just jump on board right away. So it was truly amazing to see, you know, how quickly we could garner such amazing support.
You know, and it's interesting and working on this show, and I've had some guests that people are like, well, how'd you get that person on? How'd you get that person on? Now, a bunch of them, it's because, well, Life Flip Media has been able to hook us up with them. So that's fantastic. But people like Brian Stann. Well, you know what I found out? Brian Stann, of course, Marine Corps veteran, Naval Academy graduate, UFC fighter, Silver Star recipient. Also, nonprofit CEO, and mm-hmm. I found out about that, and I contacted the nonprofit and Hire Heroes USA. Yeah. We brought him on through that. Tim Kennedy, I knew somebody who knew Tim, got an email address, asked him, like, hey, you want to come on? He said, yeah, I'd love to come on. Oftentimes, all it takes is asking, and that's 100%. One of the other great things about the veteran community is that if you have a solid idea, and I mean a solid idea, I'm not talking about, like, you know, I want to sell lemonade out in front of my house. Let's see if I can get Dale Dye and Rob Riggle and Arlie Ermey to come in and make a commercial for me. That may not happen, but if you have a valid idea, if you have a good idea and you want other veterans or even celebrities to get involved, it's really not that hard to go about it, is it?
No, it really isn't. And I think when we look at what's going on in society today, especially as veterans, I think a lot of us can get easily frustrated. And I think the reason why we haven't accomplished so much is because of, you know, that level of humility that we have and, you know, that sense of tactfulness and trying to, you know, do the right thing. And sometimes we're afraid to make those asks. Mm. But I think with everything that's going on now and us realizing, okay, something needs to happen, something needs to change, I think our community, like I said before, is going to be the ones that step up. And hopefully this event on Saturday will really be an eye-opener for a lot of others in the community to say, you know what? We can pretty much do anything. You know, we've watched our brothers and sisters literally come back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason why we can't make a lot of changes in our society back home.
Absolutely.
And we're speaking with H.W. Floyd, chairman of the Board of Governors for the Academy of United States Veterans. Their VETI Awards take place this Saturday, the third annual VETI Awards at the Mayflower Hotel. One of the presenters also joins us, and that's Eli Crane. Now, Eli, people think of a Navy SEAL as someone who does not get nervous, someone who does not get butterflies, someone who is able to execute a plan of action no matter what the situation. Being up on a stage in front of celebrities and your fellow veterans, watching you, ready for you to make any mistake. They might laugh at you. I don't know what could happen up there. How are you preparing for this? You think you're ready for it, or are you a little bit more nervous than people might expect?
Oh, I'm definitely not nervous at this point. I'm sure that once the time comes, I might get a few butterflies, but I'm not too worried about it. I mean, at the end of the day, this isn't about me. This is so much bigger than me. This is about, you know, honoring some great men and women that have done a phenomenal job, not only serving our country, but in continuing to support the veteran community. So one way or another, whether I completely butcher the name and then get an opportunity to get it right, it's not going to matter. We're going to get the name out there, I promise. And we'll get the job done like Navy SEALs always do. And we will honor who needs to be honored.
It's funny that he says that because he's presenting with Nate Boyer, who, for anybody playing at home, Nate has not one but two movies that he appears in that come out today.
Oh, wow.
He's in Den of Thieves and 12 Strong.
12 Strong, which is based on my region in Afghanistan, RC North. Yeah.
So it's funny that they're both going to be on stage. Eli and Nate are both so humble when you talk to both of them, and they both are giving back to the community. Again, kind of touches on what HW is doing. And the VETIs, one of the reasons why I got involved in it, is our community is so amazing. I mean, talking to Eli, talking to HW, talking to Nate, all these guys have just done amazing things in their past and what they're doing in their current, and they're so humble and put the community first. And that's where the service never ends, I think, makes us different, and we can actually make and bring the attention to everybody to stop looking at the Tide Pod Challenge and see that vets can actually come together and we're not eating Tide Pods and actually make a difference in the world. And do amazing things.
Crayons are non-toxic, Marines. Man.
See,
they're
safe.
Okay.
They say you could eat those. But, I mean, I just see that's something that you see, especially, you know, like we're talking about Eli here. I mean, his whole focus is always veteran first and America first. And I love that about Eli because family, faith, and his country. And that's so cool to see. I mean, his product's 100% made in America, and he just lives it, and you see it. It's not like he's making it up like, I'm here to support it. No.
Yeah.
Walk a mile in his shoes, and you're just like, wow. And he served with some amazing folks, which puts our community together. So when he's on stage, I mean, and he was successful on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
So as a vet, and it's not just successful on Shark Tank, one of the like top 10 most successful Shark Tank acquisitions of all time.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like killing it.
And you know what? To give Eli a little bit more props here, because I'm sure he's not feeling good enough about himself after how well we're talking about him right now. I was out at retired SEAL senior chief. I was out at retired SEAL senior chief Don Shipley's ranch, Warriors Rest, this past weekend, hunting with Rob Jones and Ben Kiernan, who were two injured Marines, two wounded warriors. And I said, you know, I've been talking to a bunch of SEALs lately. And he said, oh, yeah, who's that? And when I mentioned Eli's name, and he said, Eli Crane, that sounds a little familiar. I said, he's the guy who runs Bottle Breacher, the 50 cals he used to open bottles. He was like, oh, yeah, I got a few of those right over here. So your reach has expanded, and a lot of people are out there, and who Bottle Breacher has certainly made a name for itself, as have so many in the veteran community that are going to be recognized at the VETI Awards, which is coming up tomorrow night. Now, H.W. Floyd, of course, chairman of the Board of Governors for the Academy of United States Veterans. When you look at this event coming up tomorrow night, what are you most looking forward to when it comes to the VETIs? Is there one thing that sticks out to you?
Oh, man. So not only am I the chairman of the Board of Governors, but after we wrapped up the voting, I was asked to come on board, and now I'm the chief external Affairs Officer.
Wow.
And so I've had the honor and privilege to not only see the voting process go, but also the production of the awards and everything that's going on. So with everything that's going on, I don't know if there's one specific thing. As I mentioned earlier, you know, the individuals that we haven't announced being there, I'm really excited to see those reactions. But I guess if I had to pick an answer, I would probably say being able to meet and speak with individuals like Eli and Travis and Mark Rockefeller, who's going to be there, because a lot of these veteran-owned businesses are doing such great things. You know, with Heroes Vodka, they have the give back program. But
right.
What I think a lot of people don't know is that veteran-owned businesses make up 10% of our economy. And they last year they did $1.4 trillion in receipts with a T.
$1.4 trillion.
$1.4 trillion.
Some of
that. Right?
Can I have a little? Just like 5%.
Just a little bit.
And so people, you know, that our fellow vets who are out there doing great things, like Eli and Travis and Mark, they are really going above and beyond the call of duty. You know, it's one thing to put on the uniform and serve and go into harm's way, but then to also come back and start a business and actually contribute to the economy, it's like whoa. And so just to be able to be around these individuals, shake their hand and, you know, talk to them for 5 minutes is going to be truly amazing.
You know, when you look at so many of these people like, and again, his head, I can hear it getting bigger from here, can't you, Eric? Right through the phone. People like Eli, who've done so much for this country already and continue to serve. Now, for one, he's had a successful business, but it's not just all about that business, as we've talked to him about before, as we've talked to Mark Rockefeller about before, as we've talked to so many veterans who have succeeded in so many ways. They continue to give back to the veteran community and the community at large, which is just so fantastic to see. And a lot of them do it, I think, without expecting any kind of reward or award for it. The Vetties is kind of an opportunity, though, to give something, give some recognition to them, because the majority of the work being done out there in the veteran community, Eli, it kind of goes unnoticed, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And it's really cool when you think about it. I think when I think about the motive that a lot of these vets have, I know certainly for me, it's this idea that service doesn't have to end to the country when you take off the uniform. And that's something that I was a bit confused of when I was getting out. I thought I was going to get out of the military and kind of isolate myself and have a little bit of the I've done my part bug. But I realized really quick that was completely impossible. And I should have known better, because I think for most of us veterans, one of the big reasons we join in the first place is because we absolutely 100% have to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And so it's really cool when you see veterans who get it early. And I think when they get out there, they start giving back and they start trying to continue to support the veteran community and also their country. I think it really helps with their mental stability and some of the things that some of the mental hardships they've had to go through. So it's just really cool to see some of these guys and gals that are getting out there doing a great job of it. And we look forward to helping promote them.
Of course, we've been joined by H.W. Floyd, Chairman of the Board of Governors for the Academy of United States Veterans, and Eli Crane, founder of Bottle Breacher. Now, H.W., of course, these awards are coming up tomorrow night. If people want to find out more about the Vetty Awards, if people are interested in learning about everything that you do over at the Academy of United States Veterans, where can they go to find out that kind of information?
So instead of reading off the URL, I'm going to keep it simple. Go to Google, type in Vetties, V-E-T-T-Y-S, hit search, and then the first thing that's going to come up is going to be us. We're going to be streaming live online also tomorrow night on our Facebook page for the awards. So if you can't attend in person, then you can check it out free online. So there's really no excuse. Everyone should know what's going on.
Everyone's
going
to be able to check it out free online. And you're talking about literal celebrities, Montel Williams, Anne Hayes, Shora Agdishlu. She's my favorite. I'm not even going to play
about
that.
You said her
name
a couple times.
Yeah, I like her a lot. When you hear that voice and when she, there's a scene from the show, The Expanse. It's just, as soon as I saw that scene, I was like, oh yeah, she's awesome. But you've also got Mike Vogel, Sophia Pernis, Nate Boyer, Matt Barr, Eli Crane, Mark Rockefeller, Colton Smith, Matt James, Travis McVeigh, and more that have yet to be announced that are going to be there. This is going to be an amazing night. So go out there and Google Vetties. And even if you can't be there in person, you can check it out for free online. Well, we've been joined by H.W. Floyd and Eli Crane. H.W. is the chairman of the board of directors over at Oh, my goodness. I just lost my place right there. Over at the Academy of United States Veterans. And Eli is the founder of Bottle Breacher, a Marine Corps veteran and a SEAL veteran, respectively. We want to thank them so much. And my special co-host today, Eric Mitchell. Eric, what'd you think of doing the show today?
This was awesome. I want to come back and do it more.
Well, there you go. You are welcome to come back. This has been the Morning Briefing. Hey, it's Friday, so remember, have a good, safe weekend out there. Just because you don't have your command master chief telling you to do it, do it on your own so we can see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.